Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 372. Today, Christine asks, how do you research recent time periods so they are believable to readers who lived through them, particularly the little details? Well, the most straightforward answer I can offer is to go talk to people who lived through them. At least, well, okay, that's really good for when you have specific questions about things. Though you gotta keep in mind the fallibility of human memory and the tendency for people to slip-slide one era's conventions into another, especially where language is concerned. I've done some publication work from time to time on books, period pieces written by people who lived in the period, where they were using slang that was not appropriate for the period, and me being a bit of a stickler about such things, silently went mad during the process. So you gotta watch out for that kind of thing when it comes to your primary sources remembering things from now. But primary sources are a good place to go. If you have a particular question about, like, what tools were useful in construction at the time, or how people were doing agriculture or whatnot, watching, like, PBS documentaries, home improvement shows, exercise shows, anything relevant to the field you've got curiosity about from that period of time will really, really help. And you can find a lot of this stuff online now, both legitimately and illegitimately. Watching fiction shows from the time will really immerse you in, granted, a Hollywoodized version of the consciousness of the time, but that'll give you at least a foothold into the mindset of the general popular culture of the era. From that, what you want to do, if you want to develop more fluency, you want to drill from there down in and read old newspapers and watch old newscasts and listen to archived radio shows. NPR and a lot of local radio stations archive shows on their sites going back decades, and you can actually listen to talk shows and newscasts from bygone eras. It is so informative in terms of soaking up the zeitgeist and the language of the era. From mid-century forward, we have an embarrassment of riches of documentation about how normal people lived, thought, worked, etc. Not available in such quantities for any other period in history. So you've got an embarrassment of riches where it comes to this, and you're going to have a lot of fun. The trick's going to be picking what to take with you. But that's kind of the way I'd go. Immerse yourself in the era, get a good familiarity with the particular aspects of the culture that you're going to need access to, particularly those little details. And, one of the other things, if you're looking for practical skills, read Time Life how-to books from the era, like Time Life's woodworking set. Time Life was always selling books about how to do this, or how to understand ancient mythology, or how to do ESP, or whatever. These book club books that had very little information in them, but were very handsomely bound and they cost you a fortune. When it comes to historical capturing of the zeitgeist, they are ridiculously good. Also, Popular Mechanics, Popular Science, American Cinematographer, magazines like that from the era that go into the craft of the state of whatever art you're looking at. Much more useful for immersion than frontline culture mags like The Economist or Harper's or The New Yorker. Those are good for other things, but for the little details about life, you want to look at those things, you want to look at the advertisements that are in those magazines. Great stuff. And you can find stacks of those things everywhere, and almost all of them are online now. Some of them you have to pay for, some of them you don't, but totally accessible. Thanks very much for the question. And I'll
The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.